Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we have another Sherlock Holmes movie, but not from the Basil Rathbone Nigel Bruce series. It's the 1959 version of The Hound of the Baskervilles, starring Peter Cushing as Sherlock Holmes and Christopher Lee as Sir Henry Baskerville. This version was produced by Hammer Films, the British company best known for horror and sci-fi films in the 1950s and 60s. Now you may remember that we showed one of their earlier efforts, The Abominable Snowman, a while back. Now this is something of a change of pace, moving away from monsters and with a lack of the company's trademark gore. As could be expected though, they do emphasize the horror elements of the story. In fact, many of the people involved in this project had previously worked on Hammer's successful Frankenstein and Dracula revivals, including Cushing and Lee, director Terence Fisher, art director Bernard Robinson, and composer James Bernard. This was the first Holmes movie filmed in color, and it was intended to be the start of a Holmes series from Hammer. Unfortunately, while the box office receipts were okay, they weren't enough to justify sequels. The film had mixed reviews at the time, with critics singling out Cushing's performance, which shows the attention to detail that he, as a Holmes fan, gave to the role. There were also good reviews for André Morel as Dr. Watson, playing him as an intelligent and brave medical man, not following the more comedic work of Nigel Bruce. By the way, you may remember André Morel from his starring role in 7 Days to Noon, the thriller we showed a while back, a movie which, by the way, you may remember I mentioned this. The screen story was co-written by James Bernard. Not the composer in that movie, but the composer for this one. Everything seems to connect at the end, some way. While Hammer didn't make another Holmes movie, both Cushing and Lee would return to the character. Cushing would star in a Holmes series for the BBC in 1968, followed by a 1984 TV movie, while Lee would play him in a less-than-successful German-made movie, Sherlock Holmes and the Deadly Necklace, then in a pair of TV movies decades later. Now, one more thing about today's movie. Fans of the story will note that a couple of big changes have been made to certain characters. Now, fortunately, it doesn't affect the story too much, but it might be a bit disconcerting. Just thought I'd let you know about that. If you'd like to see a more recent movie, we still have our twice-daily, or rather twice-weekly, DVD showings on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Well, usually Monday and Wednesday afternoons. You'll find the schedule posted at the reference desk and on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Now that's also where you'll find the list of our previous classic movie presentations, in case you missed one. And we're still interested in your comments and suggestions. You can call us at 908-754-7885. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can post them on our Facebook page. Well, thanks again for stopping by today. We always appreciate your support. And now, from Hammer Films via United Artists in 1959, here's The Hound of the Baskervilles. Hope you enjoy it.